This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What up, y'all? It's your boy Danny Green, three-time NBA champ. You either rooted for me or rooted against me. Join myself and my co-host Harrison Sanford on the Inside the Green Room podcast.
It's a podcast that brings you never-before-told tales from the locker room to candid interviews with basketball legends to breakdowns of what's happening in the NBA right now. Whether you're a diehard fan or casual about your hoops, this podcast brings you the game like never before.
Follow Inside the Green Room on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Second and 11, Romo looks right. Looks middle. Oh, he's got Whitney at the five. Touchdown to the big man. Merry Christmas and have a seat. Four for Romo. 25 to Captain Whitten. Oh, the stockings are overrunning and the eggnog is spilling out onto the kitchen floor.
Thank you, Brad Sham. It's good to have Brad back as we did today at 8 o'clock. If you missed anything, radio.com, the rewind feature is still active. Podcast on 105throughthefan.com under the Sean and RJ page. We're playing that clip because of Tony Romo, part two of his sit-down interview with Graham Bensicker. We played part one at 7:20. If you missed that, and look, you can love, you can hate Romo, whatever. You do have to admit one thing. The guy is one of the rare individuals who has aced two professions in life.
Mm-hmm.
Like, basically become a master. Now, you can have a higher quarterback standard and say he's not a master. He didn't win any playoff games. He didn't win the Super Bowl. He was still a freaking NFL quarterback who is a near Hall of Famer and made an absolute S-load of money. And you could argue he's the best color analyst in the business right now with his new $180 million contract. So Romo was asked, how did you succeed in two different high-profile fields?
I like figuring stuff out. I like trying to analyze it. It's not about, you know, winning right now. You have to do this. It's like we all want to win. We all want to be the best at something. But it's mostly about, all right, we're the best at. And now let me go just watch and study and look at them and try and figure out the commonalities and what makes them special and see if I can figure out, you know, what makes things at a very high level. Instead of attacking 1,000, let's systematically take what are the three real big things that the best do, and let's try and figure out, okay, what does it produce? Why does that produce it? And then how do they go about practicing to get those to be repeatable? And then fundamentally you go attack them, and it takes a while, but you know, if you do things right, hopefully you have a chance in the end.
And now he's trying to do it with a third thing in golf.
Yeah, I mean,
think about that on your deathbed. You can sit there and say, near Hall of Fame quarterback, best analyst in football, golfer. If you could sit there and achieve those three, now no one thinks he's going to be able to do it with golf, but he's trying and he's pretty daggone good. I remember his last showing, right? His last showing, he was pretty good that I remember.
I mean, yeah, he'll shoot around, you know, close to even par at a professional tournament. Maybe not, you know, at all of them, but certain courses he'll be able to. He'll get his exemptions. He'll get his sponsors' exemptions in. But, yeah, he's certainly one of the top 1% of golfers in the world. Yeah, then again, so am I. So,
now, what are you not good at? Romo asks. And you could you go out and beat Romo over 18?
No. Absolutely not.
Right?
Nope. Not at this point. Yeah. Especially not at this point.
Yeah, he's playing nonstop. So since you're good at everything, Tony, what is your biggest weakness?
I've got a lot of them. Probably just, my weakness is probably just everything. I do three things decent and a lot of things poorly, so take your pick. Not a great cook. Terrible at bowling. Those are pretty deep, aren't they? I put my time into the things that I want to matter later on down the road.
Yep.
It's really almost that simple. It's like, if I really want to be good at this, let's do this a lot.
That's a good point. You know, like,
why Captain worry? Humble too. Captain Humble there with that answer.
Right. Why be good at things that don't matter? See, that's me. I'm good at darts. Darts doesn't matter. Like, I'm good at the wrong stuff. It's like the wrong.
Me too.
Yeah, the wrong thing.
I have a tremendous memory. Any moment in time, if you ask me where I was, I can't remember where I was. I can remember where I was, what I was doing. You know what it gets me? Nothing. That means nothing. It means jack squat. I get no, there's no monetary value in having a memory like that. Now, if I had a memory for history, like dates, a recall, quiz, trivia, no, not just remembering if I was on the couch or if I was laying in the bed when the news broke.
There
nothing.
Yep, that's true. That's true. By the way, I'm terrible at bowling too. Holy cow, I wish I was better at bowling. Such an awful bowler. My 10-year-old came within two pins of beating me at bowling.
Yeah, I'm not great at bowling either. I've had some embarrassing losses. Tony Romo, sit-down interview with Graham Bensinger. He was asked about the time commitment of playing versus broadcasting versus coaching.
Coaching is already number one by far. Playing is two, and then broadcasting is three, just because when you're playing, you do so much stuff in the team realm as well. In other words, it's not just you getting yourself ready per se. And I think everyone who's at, you know, CBS on that first team is exceptional at what they do. They wouldn't be there if they weren't. And everyone's so ready to go when we all get in, because most people get in, you know, a couple days before the game, and then you do all that stuff in a few days. But you do have more time early part of the week.
A ton more time, right?
Early part of the week, 100%, yeah. You're just, you know, you're watching. For me, it's watching tape.
And playing golf and playing with the kids, right? Special is that?
Well, that's why this job is literally is, you know, it's as rewarding and perfect for, you know, as a dad, I just think it's really, I'm lucky that I get to be around my kids a lot and I get to grow up and they're going to plan with their dad and, you know, I got three boys, and it's WrestleMania here every night when they get home from school, and we have a good nighttime sessions all the time. So it's really something I don't want to miss.
You ever think you get into coaching?
Not when they're young, no. I've said that a few times. Just, you never know. I never say never about anything, but, you know, as the kids are young, I just, like I said, I don't want to miss out on that.
And this is what you were saying, like if you were one of Romo's buddies and he was asking you about coaching – or the ESPN car versus CBS extension, you would have slapped him upside the head with a putting. Is it a putting wedge? With a chipping
it's a
wedge?
Pitching wedge.
With a pitching wedge, you would have slapped him and said, "Don't ever say the word coach out of your mouth ever again,
right.
And don't ever bring up the four-letter network versus the three letters."
Right.
With the life Tony has.
If you want to be a coach, like, you know, guys who have $100 million in the bank account, don't waste your time. That's a pain in the butt. Don't waste your time. Be an owner, be a GM, don't be a coach. Coaches are put in 18-hour days or whatever. Pat McAfee said this week or last week. It's not just when you work for when you do a play-by-play. He said you're in the city that you are going to do your game in 3 days prior and 3 days after. Now, I don't know why he said 3 days after. As a play-by-play, as an analyst. And I'm like, I don't know why 3 days after would make sense. That wouldn't make any sense to me. Maybe he's talking about if you work for ESPN, that you've got to stay there and you know, or you got to go to Bristol at that point. But that didn't make much sense. But you're there for 3 days anyway, right? It's Friday, Saturday, Sunday. So you miss all the weekend stuff. And a lot of times for kids in school, in football season, the weekend is all you have, right? So take the job that offers you the most time at home. And that's what CBS is.
Unless you don't want to be at home. Sometimes people travel, but
yeah.
Romo likes being with the three boys and the wife. So Tony Romo, sit-down interview with Graham Bensinger right here on 105.3 The Fan. You're going to love this next answer. This is Jason Garrett process. What's better, winning or improving? You want the W at the end of the day or the improvement through the process? Here's Romo's pick.
Not even close. It's improving. By yourself and feeling like you act like actually are better than you were before brings me great joy. That's probably the best deep-rooted, you know, joy I get from sports winning and losing, you know, that stuff is all what makes it like competitively enjoyable. But it's like at your core, it's like when your kid smiles at you, it just does something, right? When they run in and give you a hug, it's just different. And in sports terms for that, for me, it's improving. It's about knowing I wasn't good at this before. I'm getting pretty good at this now. And that's, I love that.
Look at RJ's golf clap on the fan cam, y'all. 105thethefan.com/fancam. It's not about the wins. It's about the process, the steps.
All that matters. Life is a process. Sports is a process. Football coaches and teams have bamboozled the players into thinking that it isn't. But if you come from a sport that isn't like that, you know, like I come from golf, there is no process bigger than golf. You can go out there and shoot an 80 and feel like you played better than when you shot a 70. And you feel better about your game. It's all about how you hit the ball. It's not about, you know, the final putt going in or whatever. It's I love that. That's just how I approach life. You know, like if I feel like I'm doing the right thing and get, you know, and doing well, whether or not the result is there, I assume eventually it will get there. Sometimes it never does, though, and that becomes a problem. Then you feel like you're wasting your time.
Romo was given a surprise envelope during this interview. And when he opened it, it was a $10,000 check from Sean Payton. And here's why Sean Payton felt like he needed to send Romo $10,000.
Sean Payton was the quarterback coach, really our offensive coordinator. When I was coming in, he called the plays, you know. And Sean went to East Illinois. And so when I came out, I was a free agent, so you have to sign with a team. And so what happens is you got different teams calling, and so people offer you money. But you didn't get drafted, so they're not giving you very much money. Well, I had a couple teams that were offering, you know, 15. Then I went to 20, 25, you know, almost 30, I think, for one of them. And the Cowboys and Sean Payton are at 10. And I'm like, hey, can we do 20? You know, and I tell Sean Payton, he goes, let me go ask Jerry behind the scenes. Sean goes back there, and Jerry's like, you like this guy? He goes, I really do. I think he really could be a good player. I think I really do like a lot of his traits. And he goes, all right, well, let's give him 20. I mean, what are we dealing with? This is a quarterback if you think he's got a chance. Sean's like, nah, I got him for 10. Comes back on, Sean's like, yep, I can only get him for 10, but I think you should do this stuff. So I was like, okay, you know. I'm just like, money doesn't really matter. You try for a second, then you're like, all right, 10 it is. I'm going there. So I've always joked he's owed me $10,000 all these years because he was the only reason I didn't get an extra 10. So he finally paid me the 10. That just goes to show you how much he's getting paid over there in New Orleans.
So there it is. Sean Payton. I'd heard some type of that story before, but never like in that detail. Sean Payton gypped Romo out of $10,000, sent him the check right there during the sit down.
How do you gyp someone out of 10 grand when you're trying to do something right? I mean, come on now.
Made Sean Payton look better to Jerry. Saved him money.
Oh, yeah, I know. It's terrible. Terrible. Come on, Sean. Give him the most money possible.
I don't know if you're aware of this, but sometimes companies like to save money with their employees and. You know,
I
have a bigger budget.
I get it.
Sometimes
I understand.
That happens.
I understand.
In all walks of life, you know?
Yeah.
I know.
I know. It's pretty selfish.
Finally.
Sean. Pretty selfish.
Finally, Tony Romo, rapid fire. He's standing. This is on the putting green. Rapid fire and the interview questions with number 9.
Football cleats or golf cleats?
Golf cleats now.
Sink a short birdie or a long par?
Both feel good. Probably a long par.
Beat the Giants or Eagles?
Anyone in the NFC East.
Texas Stadium or AT&T?
Good question. I would say AT&T just because I was there during it and it was being built.
All right, what term sounds better, the greatest of all time or best of all time?
Neither.
How about that? The last answer was the most interesting.
Yeah, first of all, he's absolutely right. The long par putt, way better than the short birdie. Bogeys are round killers, but they're not golf cleats. They're golf spikes, Tony. Let's come on now. Come on. Get on that board. Golf spikes. Soft spikes of that. What did you think of the last answer?
That, and this is really reading into it. I'm just totally guessing, but like labels, Tony probably doesn't want to get into crazy labels because his lack of playoff success, never winning anything major. So ranking the best and getting into the ranking discussions, a lot of athletes don't want to get into those ranking discussions. Deion Sanders refuses to rank anyone, but I think Tony is a little bit more allergic to those conversations. If I had to guess, than Joe Montana or Tom Brady being asked the same thing. I don't know. He probably thinks all the talk radio topics and all the heads like us and all the segments and all these things are, you know, it's two meatballs sitting down in a bar over beers, which is what our job is.
Yeah, I hate the term GOAT because somewhere in the last 15 years, it's transferred from you're the guy with egg on your face to now the best that it's ever played. Right? It used to be if you lost, oh man, you were the GOAT. Like the GOAT was bad. Oh. And now GOAT, because it's just letters, yeah. Was an acronym. It just means, you know, GOAT. But everyone uses it. I mean, you know, people will put the GOAT logo next to basketball players who aren't close to the greatest of all time.
I thought you were going to have a problem with it because GOAT has become plural. That's what drives me insane.
Yeah.
Well, multiple GOATs.
Yeah.
Like, I love Brad Sham. Thanks for coming on today. You can't call Jason Witten the GOAT. Jason Witten's not the greatest of all time. I like words. I like to use words and mean, like, with the actual meaning in place. You can't have multiple GOATs.
Yeah.
It's the singular greatest of all time, period.
Yeah, I mean, you'll see people tweeting about Dirk and putting the GOAT next to – and I'm like, all right, Dirk's one of the 15 greatest players that ever lived, 20 greatest. He's not the GOAT. I mean, you know, no. There's – it's Michael or it's LeBron or it's Wilt Chamberlain, but you know, yeah, but it's the word's taken on so many different meanings.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of four lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.